How do you know whom to hire when you're looking for financial advice? Well, I've got some bad news. Slimy types will always be drawn to any profession offering access to people's money. Now, the good news is they aren't the only ones out there. Most doctors are hardworking, honorable individuals that want the best for their patients. Unfortunately, there are a few who only are in it for the money. Some may even prescribe unnecessary treatments or surgical procedures. The presence of these few hucksters and hustlers don't dissuade me from going to see my family doctor on a regular basis or a specialist if I need one. The same can be said of attorneys or CPAs or bankers or other professionals. Some are just in it for themselves with no real regard for their client's best interest. Fortunately, there are also plenty of each that are true professionals. They do the best job they can for their clients, sometimes at their own expense. The point is this: finding trustworthy and talented professional help can be hard work, but the hard work is worth it once you've found a pro that is right for you. Here's some thoughts to get you started in your own search. The first is talk to friends. Friends are the number one authority that wealthy individuals use to obtain information about potential professionals. And why not? You'll get the candid skinny from your friends about their reaction to their advisor and what their experience has been in working with him or with her. The second is talk to other professionals. What do your attorney or your CPA or your banker have to say about any financial professional that you're considering? Have they had dealings with her? Is she well thought of in the community? And then the third is to check their background. Don't hesitate to ask any professional whom you're considering working with what regulatory bodies oversee them and if there have ever been any complaints lodged against them. If the answer is, nobody oversees me, well, you might want to think twice before proceeding. Generally, commission-based brokers are regulated by the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, known as FINRA. Fee-based advisors are overseen by the Securities and Exchange Commission, also known as the SEC, and insurance agents by their own state's insurance commissioner. Many advisors wear more than one hat and therefore fall under multiple regulatory schemes. So check the website of each regulatory body for information on complaints filed against anyone that you're considering. And then fourth, talk to the advisor. Eventually, you're going to have to talk to the financial person. Since you're considering a long-term relationship of service and advice, don't you think this ought to be someone whose company you enjoy, whose advice you can trust, and whose interests you feel are aligned with yours? This process really actually might take longer than you'd like, and you might have to interview, not kiss, a few slimy frogs before you meet Prince Charming. But look, the worth and the work will be worth it. So keep looking. You'll know when you found the right one. Offering you wisdom on wealth, I'm Byron Moore.